All right, so let's jump into it.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Is that a pretty good meaning better than before?
I'm going to say better than before.
All right.
I feel safe. You know, I've got room for improvement, but, I mean, there's always that. But I did go by what you told me last week, stay on my, you know, three times a day, doing an hour, you know, sticking with that, went over my week seven.
Mm-hmm.
And just looked at all that. I've not went over the Q&A stuff from last night, mm-hmm. but I need to do that today.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's good. And how do you – so that's good that you've been sticking to the work. How do you feel?
Definitely feel I can – it makes a difference. It makes a difference when I
– sure.
Feel
it has to make a difference.
So it's not only doing the – hourly work like I'm doing, but it definitely takes even throughout the day, just being aware, you know, mm-hmm. is the big thing. So, I mean, I can see, and you see that it works. It's just a matter of making yourself not get off on some tangent, you know,
yeah.
and reeling yourself back in.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going there, you know. Accept, kind of a thing.
You have to, yeah, because that's your decision at any moment to be in resistance or acceptance. So when you keep accepting, then you're literally going to keep expanding the state of being that you prefer, the one that,
exactly.
that feels good. All right,
yeah.
So that's good. All right, and so tell me when your mind wants to ruminate, where does it take you?
Normally where it kind of always does, just where either I'm having either, you know, some physical pain, mainly where it kind of started in the beginning, just physical
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's something, like you said, what I obviously created back months ago when all this kind of stuff got started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely tends to be more physical. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, you're fine. You've been checked out. You know, I just try to reassure myself and then I accept, you know, that kind
yep.
of thing.
Yeah. And the more you just stick to that and not focus on the physical stuff, then the physical stuff, remember, the state of being is the creator. The state of being has to create the experience for you. So if you're in a state of being a fear, for example, which you've been, worry is fear is worry, everything is pretty much fear. But if you've been in a state of being of worry, for example, and then it manifests into fear, what's the state of being's job? It's to give you more of the same.
Yep.
So is having physical discomfort fearful for you?
Yeah.
Exactly. So the physical discomfort elicits a state of being a fear for you. It's actually the state of being a fear giving you the physical discomfort, something more for you to be afraid of.
Yeah,
same
so
thing
when
with
I'm,
thoughts, worry.
Yeah,
go
ahead. So when I'm accepting, sometimes I'm either accepting either a lot of times discomfort or fear. So I'm not really necessarily sure I'm accepting the exact same thing, but at least it's kind
no,
of...
No, but that's fine. Whatever it is, you're accepting it.
Right.
And it's discomfort, it's fear, it's struggle, it's whatever, and that's okay. So that part you're accepting, all great, and all perfect. So we want to make sure that what's been in there. But now as soon as you start going down that rabbit hole of the story, boy, what, you know, doctors have checked out, you're fine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my, you know, when I had... You know my story 20 years ago, whatever it was, I had this tingling in my hands and things. And it was disruptive for 2.5 years. I mean, it was like every single day of my life. But then sometimes I noticed, like, if I went out with some friends, sometimes it was hell because I was still thinking about it nonstop.
Right.
And I'd go to the bathroom, I'd put cold water on my face. I thought I was having a stroke. I thought I was having a heart attack, everything. I'd leave the office because I was having chest pains. I was a young guy, man. I was like, you know, in my 30s, and I was like, I'm healthy, and why do I feel these things? I felt like I was in chest pains. I would go home from my office and lay down for an hour. And it was really scary. It was like, man, I don't like this. And but it was, I kept getting checked out from doctors. They're like, you're healthy. Not one of them said it could be my mind. Not one. And then I had a conversation with my cousin, and he sort of said that. And that was right at the beginning. All the stuff started happening with me learning this stuff and all that, you know. But as soon as I realized that it was a product of the mind, and I got through it relatively quickly, but I got through it by not even focusing on it.
Yeah.
I was focusing on the work. My mind would take me there occasionally, but I'm like, no, that's just an illusion. It's the boogeyman in the closet. It doesn't exist. Why would I pay attention to that? It's not real.
Yep. Yep.
Right? And so the mind will want to take you there. Don't believe the mind. That's what we keep saying over and over and over again. The mind in resistance is a liar.
Yep.
So
yep.
Why bother? So I'm not even going to go there. I know the way it feels, and just because you're by, but if you're turned up internally, emotionally, mentally, your cells, your atoms, your mind, every fiber of your being is going to be turned up. So if you go to an emergency room, you ever been to an emergency room?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you see people sitting in that emergency room that look like they're healthy and happy and vibrant? Or do people in that emergency room seem like they're broken down, beaten down by life?
Yep.
They're struggling.
Beaten down.
They look unhealthy physically a lot of times, but also mentally and emotionally. Now, you're going to have an athlete that snaps an ankle you're going to have that stuff. But I'm talking about the majority of the people that are constantly visiting the doctor's offices, constantly in the emergency rooms, constantly, you know, go to the pharmacy line at CVS or Walgreens, man. What do you see? You don't see a bunch of healthy people in line there, happy people in line there. You see people that are beaten down emotionally, people that are up, you know, down, beaten down. You know, that's the mind and the body connection is huge. Follow me?
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay. So even if it's happening, doesn't mean you have to believe it, okay? And so there's a movie called The Beautiful Mind. Have you ever seen that movie with Russell Crowe?
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
It's a true story with John Nash, Professor John Nash. He was brilliant. Harvard was the school that was filmed at. But he went to, but Yale or Harvard, one of the Ivy League schools. He was a brilliant mathematician, but he had schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
So he would see people. He would have imaginary people in his life. He had a CIA-type guy. He had a roommate from college. He had this little girl that was his niece, but all non-existent people. But he would see him, and he'd have conversations with him, and he'd have experiences with him. He was losing his mind. So as he got older, he started to get through that. And he's having a conversation late in the movie, and he says, and the guy's, you know, and he ends up winning the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in mathematics, and that he did when he was young and not in a good place emotionally, but he did it. So anyway, so the guy was walking with him, and he goes, I know what you want to do here. You want to see if I'm not crazy. And he goes, well, are you? He goes, well, I still see him. I still see the people, but I just know it's not real. And he knew during the movie that they never aged. He was aging. They never aged. So he knew they couldn't be real. So his logical mind told me this couldn't really be a problem.
Mm.
So he said, yeah, I just I see him, but I just choose not to partake in it in my mind. I just don't go there, you know. And that's what you're doing right now, Susan. She's like, yeah, I see it. I feel it. I know I'm having these experiences, but I'm just not going to partake in it because I know what the mind is doing to me. And as soon as I buy into the story, now the problem starts. It's like opening up the spam email. As soon as you open that spam email up and put your banking information in there, you're screwed.
Yep.
You wouldn't do that.
No.
Don't open up that story. It's like, yeah, I know it's there. I know what the mind is doing because it's in a state of being of worry. So it's going to do that. So I'm just going to keep accepting and 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 accepting. And then all of a sudden, the mind will be different. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to obsess about it anymore. Doctor said I'm healthy. I'm healthy. And like I did, I just took my attention off it. I put my attention on my state of being. I put my attention on diet for the mind. I took my attention on all those things that work in my life now. And it took me a long time to get there because I was all over the place. But I would try a whole bunch of different things. And when I really tapped into the formula that worked, then it was just beautiful. It was easy. But when I took my mind off the tingling and off the BS that I suffered with for 2.5 years, it just went away. To this day, I, I, I couldn't even relate to that guy anymore. I said it last night in the Q&A. I remember that guy. I remember my childhood. But it's like I'm such a different, same person, just different mind. Make sense?
Yep, it does. I mean, I actually was in the supermarket yesterday, picked up a Women's World this month. Didn't even really pick it up for this particular reason, but I was glancing at it last night, and it does talk about a woman that had major pain, and that literally she had already realizing how much of it was in even in her mind and how much she could distract her mind, and she would like, it was so painful for her to even walk through a grocery store, but she got to where she, when she would walk, she would even like listen to the wheels, like maybe clanking on the buggy, a distraction of some sort that was, she said it basically changed her life just by her realizing that what her mind was taking her to some of these places. Now she's learned other ways and other distractions that can help her and, pull her mind out of, her hurt, her pain.
Yeah. Okay, good. And that's wonderful that she was able to do that. We don't want distractions. I speak about distractions on the Q&A from yesterday and how dangerous they could be. But we want to basically, you're right, we want to get out of the mind. Get out of your mind. Don't listen to your mind. It's just a reflex mechanism. And when you're in resistance, it tells you stories that aren't true. The six-year-old believes the boogeyman's in the closet, don't they? Boogeyman's not in the closet. There's no way.
Right.
Our daughter used to come up running, and she's still probably not comfortable. She's a sensitive kid, but it's funny. Not scared, but she hates the basement by herself. And she used to come go down the basement for like something for school, and then she'd come flying up the stairs. And I'd laugh at her. I said, what do you think? Somebody's chasing you down there? And but the mind is literally that powerful. It's powerful. It's the creator. It'll make you see and believe things that just aren't real. But they become real as you learn with your body. You're physically experiencing that stuff, but it's just a byproduct of the state of being. So great. The focus is on the state of being. So on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say you were at an 8 before, 8.5 last time we spoke. Where are you at now? Is 1 being perfectly content and happy, 10 being amped up and anxious. Let's say you're at a 7, 8. Where are we at? Where are you at now?
Okay. So actually, maybe I was thinking the scale would be in the opposite direction last week.
No.
Because I wouldn't have been putting myself at a 8.5.
Where would you put yourself at? It's like if 10's the worst,
okay.
What would you put yourself at?
I'm going to say I'm probably at a 3.5.
Okay. Oh, good. So we're really low.
Yeah, and so I think maybe when you were asking me to scale myself last time, I was thinking 10 being the better, and I was thinking I would say like 7, 7.5, something like that. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to still say, I'm still away, but I mean, I'm definitely much closer.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. So that's what we want. So now we want to amp it up a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
So how come you don't come on the Q&A's live anymore? I know you did early on. Are you always busy?
Yeah. Was it 2 weeks ago? My husband was, had the ceremony where he's inducted in the Hall
That's
of
right.
Fame.
The Softball Hall of Fame.
Yep. And then I thought afternoon I have a friend, and as soon as she gets out of her school, which is usually about 3:45, 4 o'clock, we end up going walking for a few miles.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So we've been doing that. So we did that yesterday afternoon. So just things. I mean, I should have yesterday, but end up just doing exercise stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, I always go back and listen to them. And mm-hmm. I mean, they're always so very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. So good. As long as you're listening to them, that's great.
Yep.
And so let's see, let's get this 3.5 down to 1. Okay, let's really get it down. Don't listen to any stories in the mind. So keep the acceptance work up. No stories, no drama, no garbage. Clean room environment for this mind over the next 2 weeks. Schedule with me in a couple of weeks. Let's see where you're at.
All right, so a couple
right.
of weeks.
Any other challenge before we hang up? Any other challenges and things come or no?
No, nothing that comes to mind. Mm-mm.
Not Googling anything. Go ahead.
No, not Googling anything. I know on the new 7-week deal, it talked about setting a new goal, whatever. Another.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Right. Did you listen to the? Because I switched the recordings around. Did you listen to the week 5? That's letting go and things.
Yeah. Actually, I listened to week. So it's week 7, which was like the old week 6. But actually, I ended up hearing both of them because I guess I listened to them twice. So I
good. That's fine. Yeah, because I switched them around a couple of weeks last week. So all good. And okay. So yeah. So set your goals, your 60-day goals. Definitely do that, and send them in. And again, and then any people in your life that are what we would call the people that like the drama, the negativity, the gossip, the stuff. How you doing with that?
No, I don't have much of that. Between the Google stuff and then, sometimes there's with my mom stuff, but I have to, do my best. I always have to figure out a way to get off the phone, whatever another, if it's, things start bothering me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, no. I'm not
good. All right.
Yeah, so
definitely keep it clean there. And then just acceptance nonstop, clean diet for the mind, trust Allah, let go, and send your goals and let's see you in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds great.
I keep doing the good work. Talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right, bye-bye.